It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
Yeah, me.
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. That might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know it's Kazim. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who I am, you know who I be. I am Michael Akadiri, and to my left, I'm joined by the esteemed
Kazim Jamal.
And to the left,
Darren Griffiths.
You fumbled! You bottled it like a typical Spurs fan, man. You really are Spursy.
I'm Bayern Munich, bro.
You are Bayern Munich.
You can't jump in with all that chat, bro.
What?
You can't diss. I can't believe I'm doing this. Can't diss him.
Why can't I diss him?
Because you support Man United.
And what?
And the fact that you guys win, but you lose.
What are you talking about?
I had this argument with someone today. You guys win.
Yeah.
But not a single player that touched that pitch is happy about that result.
How do you know that?
I just know.
It's just rubbish vibes.
So it's not win. When you... They
3 points,
back,
man. We're just looking at the 3 points, baby.
When them players 3 point
collectors.
There's no song being sung.
No vibes.
There's no
vibes.
Yeah,
because Jesse Lingard left.
No one's happy.
Because Jesse Lingard's in Seoul. That's
no
why Jesse Lingard
happy.
Was vibes, FC.
There's not one person happy at that club.
Chat. Shit. Cap.
Who's
Kobe,
happy at that club?
Kobe Mainoo.
Nah, he's looking for an exit strategy.
Oh, sit back down, man. Sit back down like Notes.
I'll be joined City.
You can hope what you want.
Is it Notes that's banned from Birmingham?
Yeah.
Where's he banned?
Some gangster.
Yeah, some G was like, you're banned from Birmingham, Dan?
Can't call me Blood. Can't call me. Don't want to see you do the ball, really.
Don't laugh, he'll ban you.
I don't want to be bad.
You can't do Glee no more.
Yeah, I think that's a good weekend.
You got to do Glee in secret. You got to tell them you're Emmanuel Sanudo.
getting banned from a city is crazy.
But then he came back on the internet and was like, when I say he's banned, he's not banned. Like, he can come here, he just can't make money whilst he's here. So you can come and see his friends and family.
Is he Jeremy Hunt? Is he Chancellor, you know?
You lads make money.
But he's like, you can't come here and make money. Can't come and do no shows. Don't come here and make money.
That is, yeah. That's the thing. I guess because I'm a normal civilian, all this street stuff does just... It goes
bro,
over
someone
my
tried
head.
To ban me from... I'll bleep it. Someone tried to ban me once from...
What? They tried to make what? You have to check in when you go to... Isn't there like a DFS there? Like I'm just here to buy a sofa.
That's Orpington. That's O Town. But first of all, I was like, hey, banning me from here, and I live here.
Right, so you can't even go get milk.
They said you can't go to your house. They said, oh,
move house, bruv.
They said, oh, you're banned. They said, you're banned from the ends. I said, first of all, these ain't ends.
This is the suburbs.
Second of all, I must have gone shot in the high street and they must have seen me from a bus and then text me, didn't me say you were banned? Stand back, LOL.
Why did they try and ban you? What did you do? What crime did you commit?
Someone's G-check. It's hilarious.
No respect.
So basically, long story short, one time I threw something at a bus and the window it hit was where all these older boys... like black boys were sitting, and about eight of them just ran off the bus, and I just breezed
out. Did the window smash?
No.
It's just the
fact. But I was looking at them; they were looking at me, and I threw something at the bus. Oh,
okay, so you didn't throw it innocuously. You were intentional with your throws.
Yeah. And then they ducked me. They ducked me out, and I'm running. Anyway, they catch up with me. All this red, anyway, in the end, yeah, we actually bless it and end up being cool. Now, one of the brothers, he's got two younger brothers, twin brothers, right? Mm. I didn't know this at the time, but they eventually joined my school. Mm. And they're like 3 years below me. Anyway, as time goes on, I start dipping into a bit of my creative bag and I start doing like little music videos for people, my cousin and like people around the Lewisham Borough, I was doing little music videos for them and whatnot. And they wanted one. Because them two and their older brother wanted to do like rap tunes and whatnot, so I made them this video. But I said to them, "It's got to go on my channel, right?" So I put it on my channel, and then I've put it on and whatnot, and they're not happy that they can't have it on their channel. They're like, "Send us the video," and I'm like, "No,
right?
It's on my channel," and we just go in this big back and forth. Retetan and it just escalates. Yeah, whatever. Shut up. And at that time, I was also trying to enter the import export industry.
The street.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
you tried to go into the streets. So you're doing music. And also,
just did the whole
music.
Rap life.
My bad
is playing professional rugby.
Yeah,
from a nice family, and he's like, no.
So you're the now he's Tariq. He's Tariq.
No.
He's Tariq. He's Tariq St. Patrick.
I was, a little bit. No, not even that level, really. I was like, I was early years Tariq.
Yeah.
I was mother care Tariq. Anyway, then it just escalated and blah, blah, blah. And then they were like, oh, here, you're doing this and you're doing that. And you can't do that no more. And I was like, okay, and I carried on like busing whatever I was busing, and then they saw me from a bus and it was like, "You're banned." And then they texted me and said, "Oh, you're banned," and I was like, and then they saw me from a bus stop and then they were like, "Didn't we say you was banned?" And I was like, "I said a text, but LOL."
Did you see them after that laugh out loud?
Yeah.
What they do? Nothing.
Nothing. They were cool.
So the band,
and it's not even like I'm a bad man. I'm just saying it how it was. I saw them. And they were cool.
That it just shows how inefficient and it's difficult to implement such a banning unless you're gonna use force, essentially.
Man them get banned from ends.
I hate
probably, and if
like,
they get caught in the ends, it's very
because they're willing to use force. If you're not willing to use force, you banning someone.
Like, don't get me wrong. I think these guys would have tried to scrap me, but I think that's where it would have ended.
Yeah.
But so much time had passed of me actually seeing them in a touchable distance.
Yeah.
After that, like back and forth, after that exchange, that so no one by really the time it was dead.
Yeah.
It was just like, "What you meant to say?" Nothing.
And it's all friendly.
That
is funny. Trying to ban me from somewhere. It's hilarious.
Was that thing back in Harlow back when you growing up, Darren?
No one. No, not at all.
I'll tell you what, mate. You're now banned from.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Because people will tell me, like one of my friends, when we were in year nine, he moved from South London to Essex, and he would say that obviously different environment completely, but he would be like, there was this family, this famous Essex family.
Oh yeah, that's what it was in Harlow. Families.
Yeah, like this famous tough family. Do you know who's related?
Yeah, he's one of them. He's so he'd be making up names. So yeah, it's, do you know he's a Johnson?
No, because he would say stuff like, they do this thing where they give you a split mouth or they put a credit card in your mouth.
That's a Chelsea smile.
Yeah.
All that type of stuff. And whatnot. It's like, what are you talking about?
Now, all those families in my town who were like the bad man families. It was a typical thing. It's always like a dad or an uncle from back in the day was a nutter.
Was a madman.
Just fighting outside pubs.
Yeah.
And then they always end up having like two sons. And it would be like one son is... So always it would be like the oldest son knows about the name and wants to carry it on.
Yeah, yeah, was to hold it down, stand on business.
But he's not that guy.
Woo!
And then the younger one is that guy. And it's just like, so it's always this balance in that sort of, it's the younger one you need to be scared of. It's him. He's the nut.
Yeah.
The old one's like, oh, I'm a fucking... I'm a Smith. I'm a Smith family. But it'd be like the younger brother who's like the actual nutcase. Mm. But then... But when it came to it, like the old one wasn't on it at all.
Yeah. So you never had the threat of having to leave home or anything like that? Or
no. So it'd be the young one doing the mad... So, and it'd be like the young... When the young one was like in year seven.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I am. You know, I'll get my fucking brother down here. And then his brother comes down. And he's like, you can see in his eyes, he don't want it.
He don't want the trouble.
Yeah.
Two things in my when I moved from Lewisham to where I moved to, that you had to be wary of was the travellers.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they meant what they said.
Yeah.
I used to box with the travellers.
People used to be scared of them.
We have a traveller site in the Harlow. That's just like a permanent traveller.
Yeah. No one wants smoke with them.
They're there.
Yeah, no one wants smoke with them.
Because there's loads of them. And when they come for you, all of them are coming.
Yeah.
But do you know what I respect about them is it's like, you got a problem with them, yeah? From my experience is that they'll come up 30 man deep just to tell you, right, now you've got a problem with Johnny over here, right? And what are you going to do? We're going to form a circle and you're going to fight him and whichever man wins it.
And they won't jump in. You just fight him.
If a man's down, you don't need him. And then if you do break the rule, then they'll jump in and fuck you up.
And the problem is that's a fair fight, except for Johnny Boy's been fighting since he was two.
Johnny Boy was fighting in a woman.
He's born for this.
He's always coming inside fighting the doctor. Yeah, call him on, but look at your fucking bastard.
Dry dogs.
That's it. They're mad. It's just odd it. Odd down for a scrap.
But if you win, shake your fucking hand, boy.
I'll
shake your fucking hand, boy.
I spent so much time in Ireland playing Gaelic football. I don't think I can do that accent.
Hey, listen, I used to box with them, man. Serious. They were cool, man.
My uncle was friends with
the traveller family.
Yeah.
And but you know them ones that are kind of like left the camp, they got a house.
But they got a caravan.
Yeah.
Just there in Clacton. Just there, yeah.
That's where we went. We went to Clacton and we stayed in their caravan with them and whatnot. And yeah, they were cool, man.
Clacton in Essex.
Yeah. On the coast. I've said like on stage, it's because of so few minorities that any kind of travellers knew, they're white, but they know they're not accepted by the mainstream whites.
So it's a thing of,
yeah, we like those guys, I thought those, is that, that's the thing. They see you as a black guy.
You're black, me and you'll be friends here.
Yeah, that's the thing, because we're not them.
Is that weird, Irish, you're black.
Yeah.
So
we both getting oppressed.
There we go.
Yeah, so that's what they've got in their heads.
But yeah, and then one time, like you're saying, there was this boy and this older kid punched him up. And then he was like, I'm going to go get my cousin.
Mm.
And his cousin came, fucked that guy up.
Fucked
that guy. And then when I said to him, because he was a wanker anyway, when I said to him, shut up, man, you got beat up by my man's older cousin. He was like, yeah, but he's like 3 years older than me. And I was like, yeah, and you're 3 years older than us, bruv. What are you fucking with us for?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. So you just little boy, this man in front.
It's a fool.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Why are you hanging out with us? Oh, I'll go home and cry.
Why are you punching this boy up and you're 3 years older than him? So when you get someone that's 3 years older than you to punch you up and you're going, yeah, that's the only reason I lost. But that's the only reason he lost as well.
Friendly fact.
All right, here's a question then, right? Because we've all got sons. So let's say our sons are... All the same school you're in as well, right? So they're all year eight now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's turning 13.
Big bag, little body.
Yeah.
I might just kick him when I see you. the older school kid just might come out of me and be like, shut up.
So the year eight and a year 10 is starting on them.
Mm.
They come home. Like, oh, this year 10's giving me trouble. What's your advice to them?
Year 10's giving me trouble.
Yeah.
I would have to check if they have any cousins or no cousins or anything like that.
Year 10?
No, no. No, they're on their own.
I'm the dealing with this. Year 10 that isn't from a mad family. He's just picking on him. Is it a tell the teacher one or is it?
Let's lay the options.
Do you need to see what this year 10 looks like?
I got three answers and I don't think they're going to be anything along the lines of what your options are. You go.
I just want to lay down what I consider the options are. You can either go to the most formal option. You go to the school, talk to a teacher, say, yeah, my son's being bullied by someone more senior. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Or you tell your son, you deal with it. And then when you say you deal with it, you either tell him to verbally fight back or physically fight back.
Yeah.
Or the last option is you go down yourself and tackle a 14-year-old, which I think is probably the craziest. It's probably the craziest option because you imagine everyone's coming out of school, secondary school, most people, a handful get picked up and it's just you, the kids milling around. So what you're doing outside the school at 3 p.m, I don't know what. You've had to take time off work.
It's cancel the gig.
Oh, you're going to pre-gig. you're leaving for your gig at 2 p.m.
Your day's disrupted by you to come. They come down here.
You literally waited for 14.
How's everyone doing? Everyone good tonight? Yeah, wicked. Let me tell you about this time I fucked up a 12-year-old.
And you're looking for a full 14-year-old. And you're squaring up to a 15-year-old. And you're a big man with a beard. Nah. That's going to be the last option. So it's school, direct for your kid, empowering him to fight back verbally or physically, or you take into your own hands.
I'm going through my own life experiences. I'm going to, what's his name? Eddie Hernick. I'm going to assess the opponent and be like, is this a chance for my son to have a chance, shot at greatness?
So you're going to encourage him to fight back?
Depends what he looks like.
He's a monster.
Then I'm like, right, you need to be diplomatic. You need to tell the teacher. That's how you need to avoid that. But if I'm looking at him, I'd be like, you know, he's year 10. You're quite a big boy, Zav. So just have it out of him. Just have it out of him.
Okay.
And then Zav beats he's got like two weight classes. He's gone there, taken the WBC title. And now people are like, you know, Zav beat up Jimmy in year 10. He fucked him up.
I'd just like to take this chance to apologize. To absolutely nobody.
Who the fuck is this guy? Yeah, because I've had the experience of fighting older kids at school.
Yeah.
I didn't need management. I picked my fights.
Okay, you're good yourself.
I'm Mayweather. I've timed my fights. I picked them well.
Okay, you've assessed the...
There was kids who were older than me who chiefed me up in like the dinner hall, and I just let it slide. I was like,
oh, you knew you were.
I'm just above this. Like, that's just so beneath. Like, why is he so immature? Like, why would he do that? And then there's other kids who were older than me, dude. That was like, come the fucking have bags off. Let's fucking do this now, you prick.
I never forget the story of Darren getting the scrapes, and he's like, I was just angry.
Man said I was ready.
Yeah,
because
I'll pick it and be like, I'll take this guy. Because on paper, it's the same thing. This guy's 2 years above me. I'm gonna fight him. And people like they rate that enough.
Yeah, of course.
But I wasn't doing that to every guy who's 2 years above me.
Oh no, of course you can't be blanket. Yeah, like you say you got to be selective.
Fighting Mike Tyson on his way down.
This guy, this year 10's cleared out. The year 11's.
You beat a version of Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Danny Williams.
Yeah, this year 10 has cleared out all the year 11s, all the year 10s, and now he's just fighting everyone. Now he's just like, nah, he's not working his way through me.
Yeah.
He's not working his way through me. I've spotted him early. I've already started spotting him in the playground. I was like, me and him are friends. That's why we're not fighting, because we're like, we're boys.
That's why we're not fighting. You spot it.
We're boys.
I just value our friendship.
Yeah.
But then what about the flip side? If you go to your son now, and you've empowered him to fight,
he goes too far,
and he gets his ass cleared out. right in front of you.
How bad is this?
I didn't like
if it's just a straight tucking in, then it's just like the ice pack on his head. Like it's that's how it
like,
goes sometimes.
Like girls are trying to go in and break it up. Like it's like
the, leave him.
Oh my god. Is that really what you're doing?
Seriously.
He's younger than you.
Why would you do that?
Like, seriously.
Someone get the teacher. Someone get a teacher. Someone go buy peas.
Seriously, is that what you're doing?
I couldn't watch my kid have a fight. I couldn't watch that.
No. But you went down to assess the situation afternoon.
I've assessed it. I'm not ringside.
No. But you're literally at the playground and you're like, you're there and then. You just say a little message to him, like, son, I think you could take him. And he's like, what? All right,
cool. And he's just on and it straight away.
No, he's marching.
Oh no.
And then he just goes, hey, he pulls him back. Bangs him, and the guy's like, what? You mad? So I was tucking him in, and he's just like, bang. Like, no response. Just like, bang.
You couldn't see that. I'm just thinking about my son now. When you're saying
this, he's like, what? My dad said I can take you. Because obviously, he's going to listen to his dad. He's going to say, my dad.
He's never listened to me again.
he's like, my dad knows me best. He wants
like
the best
Kevin
for me.
Kevin Hart, when he's driving home, he does that.
And
almost last year they didn't now.
What the fuck?
Wait a minute.
You're just there driving. It's like, here's what we're going to tell your mum.
You ever heard that overlay on Instagram when he's like, when they're like, how much was it? And he's like, they gave it to me. Because you don't want to tell your partner how much you spent. You get home and they're like, what happened? And they're like, they gave him to me like this. They gave it.
It's that, man.
Yeah. You were absolutely tucked in.
What we're going to say is, he attacked you. And that's all we're saying.
Before I got there.
Yeah, before I got there, he attacked you.
Yeah, Here's what I would do, yeah? One of, maybe three, but one of two things, right? Mm. The first thing I would do is I would fake Wikipedia. Myself. And you know that when you go to a boxer and you can see their wins and their losses, right?
Yeah.
Similar to you, in year 7 and 8, I was done with that. I started moving up. First person that after that I beat up was a year 9.
And woo!
And that really cemented me.
Yeah.
Because not only did I beat him up, but I floored him.
You just need that win.
And I stamped on him. Stamped him out. Yeah. And then that really solidified me. And the bit that really solidified me as a contender was that kid later on in the year was having a problem with a year 10 or 11. He was in year 9. And the other kid was shouting from the other side of the bus going, no, don't worry about it, mate. Don't worry about it, mate. I'll just get the year 7 that beat you up to do it again, yeah? And I was like, you know, in the end of your head, you're like, guys, I could have been a fluke. So don't make me fight him again.
You're going down the
floor. I'm like, Mayweather, I don't do rematches.
One and done.
I'd be like, son, this is your heritage. This is your bloodline. You're the next in line.
That's hilarious.
You know what I mean?
You're gassing him up. You've come to pick him up.
Yeah.
You've seen the guy he's got beef with. You're now gassing your son up.
I'm like, look, I did it. You can do it, right? If I did it, you can do it.
Yeah.
It's similar to when I was doing taekwondo and I didn't have body armor, and so my instructor gave me his body armor.
Mm.
And just before I went on, Jamaican guy, can't really do the accent, but he went, just so you know, this body armor has never seen a loss.
Woo!
I was like,
come see pressure. Well,
prepare. It could happen. Anyway, so that's one option, being like, take him on, carry on the lineage of the family name, yeah. Otherwise, I take the Nigerian name back. Or I'd be like, right, what we're going to do is we're going to get a little sit down. His dad, your dad, me, him, you. And we're going to let them say their piece. And we'll say our piece and we'll say, right, so what we're going to come to now is like, it's your boy. Don't leave my boy alone. We're going to spread a rumor in the school that your son sucks ass for weed. Okay.
a specific insult.
And he doesn't even smoke weed. He's getting it for you.
He sucks ass for weed
to help his dad's habit.
I thought you ate it. I didn't.
No, he sucks ass. And you know where I got that from? An old school where a TA spread that rumor around the school about a student.
Wow.
Because the student disrespected him.
The professionalism
is in the gutter.
So he's
Ofsted just should have just banned.
And they weren't there. They only come once every 3 years.
Because all you need to do is just write that on the whiteboard.
Oh, it's done.
No, I think...
Just write that on the whiteboard.
I think he pulled one student to the side and was like, did you know Steve sucks ass for weed?
I just
let the inception go from there.
Oh, because the kid will take that and go wild.
He planted the seed. Yeah. The spinning top was spinning. They didn't know if they were still in the dream or not. But what they did know is whether they were dreaming or not, Steve sucks ass for weed.
Nah, the way you spread that rumor as the... he shouldn't have gone that direct to Tim. What he should have said is like, can I speak to you? To that kid's go, I'm hearing this rumor and I just want it stopped, okay? So I need you to be in charge of stopping this rumor going around that Stephen sucks ass for weed, okay?
What Steve are we talking about? What Steve are we talking about? Because this
is just sucking Steve.
Yeah? Because this is absolutely ridiculous, all right? And I'm not having that in my school, right? So I don't want to hear you telling anyone that he sucks ass for weed. Okay, go.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
But
that's so good.
That kid's going to be like,
that kid is going to run with that.
Then we get to ask to be told.
There's various other ways you can help your son as well, though. Like, you can obviously have a family meeting or meeting with your partner and go, look, I respect the pillars of our relationship and everything like that, but I need to help our son out. So for the next 6 months, I'm going to be on a conquest to bang this other kid's mum. Nothing. I'm no attraction to
her. We destroyed their family completely.
Yeah. We destroyed their family. And when my son tells that kid, yeah, my dad fucked your mum, he's going to be speaking from a place of truth. There'll be pictures to prove it. And, you know, go on. It's not revenge porn. She allowed me to distribute it. I got a contract. I told her it was for my OnlyFans. It's a whole plot. So you can do that. My old rugby coach, he was... deputy head teacher,
yeah,
and in Thamesmead,
really?
Thamesmead Business Academy, or whatever it's called.
Oh, BBA.
Yeah, BBA. Mm. And obviously, there's obviously a mix of kids there because you've got the traveller site right there, and then obviously you've got the estate right there as well. Mm. So there was this traveller kid having some problems, and the deputy head teacher, he being a bit cheeky, he just... about 10 years ago now, whatever. And he was going to the kid, oh, yeah, you're like, oh, shit, you're just a gypsy or whatever like that, yeah? Not something you should really do, but whatever.
Well, that's what the teacher said to the people.
But the kid pulled him to one side later on and was like, look, that word's actually offensive.
Yeah.
And he was like, look, my ignorance didn't know. I won't call it to you again. Now, the kid started having some troubles with some other teachers and the dad came down.
Yeah.
The traveling dad came down. And spoke to my rugby coach, who's the deputy head, and was like, heard he's been having a bit of trouble. He said, I don't really know much about that, but what I can say is that, you know, I don't have any involvement. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but we'll get to the bottom of it. And the dad went, I know you're not part of it, because my son told me what you said, but he also told me how you responded. And if there was a problem... with me and you, we wouldn't be sorting it out here because I know you live on this road and I know you drive this BMW and I know you leave your house at this time and I know your kids go to this school. And then my rugby coach was like, when he was saying this to me, he was like, yeah, so we'll try and get to the bottom of this.
The arsehole's just going.
Yeah.
Because in that moment, that's where you realise you're not on the same level as this guy. Because if you were that guy, you would just banged him in the face as soon as you mentioned your kids.
Yeah. So you could go down that route as
you'd
well.
Be like, fuck the job, I'm going to punch you right in the mouth.
Yeah.
We weren't even scrapping, me and you. Yeah.
You could go down that route and then pull the dad aside and being like, look, your boy's having a bit of a problem with my boy and I get kids, you know, they're getting a bit of scrapes and getting all this kind of stuff. I'm sure we can sort it out. You know, I don't know how you feel about it. If you don't want to do that, you know what I mean? It's all right. Maybe, look, sleep on it. I'll come and see you too. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Let's do it at 8 o'clock. So I know that's when you leave and you jump into the Nissan, the red one, license plate. And I know you go down this street and you park up and get the train, but you have to walk through this alleyway. And that's where I'll fuck you up. So let me know what you want to do.
No, stuff like that is.
And I banged your wife.
Stuff like that. is scarier than actually getting fucked up.
Yeah.
The mental game. I'll rather just get beat up and probably know that's probably it than have someone mentally know
that they're
in control and like they could intervene at any moment.
That's what my cousin did when he was like, what? Literally 12 or 13. I couldn't get my head around it.
Well, what happened?
But it made sense in hindsight. He got into it with some kids like, who's the same year as him, whatever. And the kid's like, oh, you wait here. I'm bringing my brother down. He's going to fuck you up. And my cousin, like a psychopath, so like, go on then. And he literally sat on the corner of the street for an hour and a half.
Waiting.
And
get
then,
fucked up.
And then and he said, when he described it to me, it was like something from a comedy. He said that like, the older brother come. It was like, oh, right, you're actually here.
All right, we're here for my beat
yeah,
now.
He's like, yeah, he said he's gonna get you, so come on then, just do your thing, innit? Like yeah.
You can't even do it after that.
No, I think he said that you could tell the guy's like, he says, you're proper dumb, innit? Like and he said that he did beat him up.
Oh,
you beat him up, like and they filmed it. As and then but my cousin said he's like he just kind of dusted himself off. He's like, all right, you done now then? He's just like, yeah, he's like, all right. And then he just walked off.
I don't know who won that exchange. I don't know who won.
When my cousin told me, my cousin like, got like a cut and he's like split lip and I go, I don't get why did you stay there? He goes, Dad, we don't understand, because if I didn't stay there, it would just been hanging over me that his older brother is going to get me at some point. He goes, if I stood there, because I knew he would have to somehow respect that I just stayed there. And he goes, wow. I haven't had any trouble since. So it's just like that.
But I started feel like,
to the madness.
I started feel like your cousin won.
Yeah, this thing. He won in some weird movie way.
If a man gets up and says,
"You done?
We done now? Yeah. All right, cool.
Because it didn't hurt that much.
Because remember at school we was discussing. We used to have this ranking. Like, who's the hardest kid? And then it's like, and then we decide that. Like, what does hard actually mean? Does hard mean you can fight? Or just hard, but you can take a beating.
Yeah, because like, some hardest kids, is like who's the toughest.
Yeah, because there were some kids who I'd see them in the scrap would be just disgusted.
But they just don't stop. They don't stop coming forward.
And they leave the fight with shirt torn up, blood in their face. The other guy's looking clean. Yeah. And everyone's like, you need to go home. And they're like, no, let's go shop and get some water. And that was them. They're like, I'm staying out.
But those were also the kids that could like scale a lamppost.
Yeah.
It's like, do some scary shit like that.
Those kids like that, I always used to think, what is going on at home? Like for you to take a beat like that, I'd just be like,
nothing is balanced, man.
Regular,
so
man.
That kettle's got bare limes, girl.
Yeah.
But like you said, like there was a guy in our school called well, I won't say his name. But he was a freak.
Yeah.
In terms of like physically a freak.
Mm.
Put it this way, we were in year 10.
Mm.
He came in one day with like the square bandage on his face.
Right.
Yeah.
And we go, what happened to you? We're in year 10. And he went, got in a fight with a bouncer. I said, what?
What, 14, 15 year old?
That's the word.
Why would you find a bouncer?
Well, he was going out.
Was the bouncer a Foot Locker?
Yeah. They have bouncers at Toys R Us?
No, wait, why is there a bouncer?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
The McDonald's bouncer.
Yeah.
You went there late.
That's and, wild.
But like to put it into context, one time a ball got stuck at the top of a tree.
Yeah.
This brother climbed the tree. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
I've seen people climb trees. He climbed the tree without using his legs.
What?
Just arms.
Well, upper body strength is crazy.
Just arms. The kid was jacked.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Could, you could tell.
Could fight. Like could box.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, put the dukes up well.
Would do Muay Thai.
Oh, shit.
I remember one time I told one guy, suck your mum.
Yeah.
He did this sidekick here that I didn't know. Yeah.
And oh, he did Muay Thai.
And I did Taekwondo.
Yeah.
Brother, it didn't hurt.
But your legs just stopped working.
But I kept touching it. The pain, it was delayed onset pain.
Oh, wow.
My man just kicked some nerve ending.
And then it just went, don't talk about people's mums.
Oh, he disciplined you.
Yeah, yeah.
He disciplined you.
Yeah. But the thing is, like,
he just told you off. Just
but I forgot to mention.
It's almost like a reflex.
I forgot to mention. I didn't know that I said it, and they're both standing there, and they were cousins.
So that was okay.
Anyway, I was in year 7. we became really good friends, and
you have to after you.
No. Besides that,
for self-preservation. That's
no. Besides that, we actually became really good friends. We used to like when I became of age, should I say? Yeah. We used to go out clubbing and whatnot. Didn't get any fighting, no bouncers. But whenever it was looking like it was about to kick off, say the guy's name was Craig. Yeah, we'd be like, Craig, yo, because we know Craig could take about three of them donnies, yeah, and. Anyway, we became really good friends. I remember one time on a playground, just kids being dumb kids, they were running around, slamming their rucksacks onto people's heads. And I'm just there, chatting to someone, and all of a sudden, I feel, and I didn't know they were doing this until later, and I just feel crash on my head. And I turn around, I'm like, what the fuck are you lot doing, yeah? And then I see it's him, innit, yeah? But I've got a reputation of being able to scrap, but he's got a reputation of being able to be of being the scrappiest kid in the school. Yeah. In the school.
This is the fight they wanted to
in
see.
In the school. This is a belt holder, big fight.
Number one.
This is the undisputed. This
so I've turned around and gone, what the fuck is wrong? Like, you dumb. Like, but and then I've seen him.
Yeah.
But I can't stop now.
Yeah, you started.
Here. It's done.
Yeah.
I've started to dig.
You're invested.
Goes, so he's like, what? What are you chatting to? And we've come face to face like this. The whole playground has stopped.
Shit, then.
And come over.
What age is this?
We got to be in year 10 now, yeah?
Hopscotch.
So we're also almost top of the school.
This is exciting.
Oh,
this
shit.
This is exciting. The year 9s, year 8s, and year 7s know who...
This is going to be a rockers cut.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Because year 11, you've got to like tone it down because you have
Jesus, he's in it.
Year 10 is the last hurrah.
Last time you can fuck around and school survive.
But bro, so we're there squaring off, yeah? And I'm like, we smashing up my head for you, dumbass. Like, blah, blah, blah. He's like, what the fuck are you getting rid of? And then luckily, praise Jesus, Allah, everybody up there, yeah?
Saved by the bell.
One of our other brethren comes over and goes, what are you lot doing, man? You lot are friends, bruv. And so I went, yeah, man, fuck it. Like, sorry, bro. Like, he's like, yeah. And then he was like, yeah, sorry for smashing that on your head, bro.
He's on the podcast. Someone else said the exact same story. That's like, fuck. I don't want to fight. I'm ready for this.
No.
They both dodged this fight.
How close were you to fighting him?
They didn't want to lose their O's.
It was seconds away.
Yeah.
But there was like a bridge we had. No one had stepped the
enough,
line
enough vim to...
because we were friends.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like this is not someone I don't fuck with.
Were you in each other's faces?
We were like this, bro.
Okay.
You
did the pushing and the stuff like that.
No, there was no pushing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There was no pushing. So, but I feel like that's because we were friends.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it was kind of like, who's going to ruin this friendship first?
Okay. Yeah. Who's going to overstep the mark?
Whoever swings first is going to fuck up the friendship.
Yeah.
And then like, because someone's getting tucked in. It was 90% me that was going to get tucked in, right? And luckily, someone else came over and go, nah, man, what are you doing? You're not our friends. You don't need to fight. And that's when I went, yeah, man, we don't need to fight, bro.
Imagine you put your hand up and an uppercut came and met you, man. That would have been,
That's what I'll tell both my kids, but it's like, as long as you don't start the fight, that's all.
Okay.
My mum always said, don't start it, but finish it.
Yeah, don't start the fight.
He said, warn them a couple of times, and if they can't hear, they must feel.
Yep. Yeah.
Serious.
That's it, yeah. Don't start the fight.
And if you hit them back 10 times harder.
And what's really interesting, right, because obviously Naomi's a teacher, so she's very off the teacher.
Yeah.
And I'm not like that.
Mm.
And it's so funny. Now we've got kids.
All the different she goes, sort of styles.
I can now see why people are more like, nah, you do need to just like throw a punch back, or you need to. It can't be told to teach. Okay, yeah, because at the end of the day, you got to let other people know, other kids know the playground.
I'm not a dickhead.
You can't do that to me.
It's a statement.
Yeah, you can be fucking around with all these other
kids.
You got
to let other people know that, hey, you might win,
yeah,
but it's going to be long.
Yeah.
This is going to be long.
Yeah, for you. Even if you win, you won't like winning.
Yeah.
You won't like winning this.
You're going to earn this win.
Yeah.
You're
going to finish this game with red cards and injuries.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
like,
you're not
going to be the same again after this
ice,
win.
Your hands in the ice. Yeah.
Coming to the press conference
with glasses on. He's one hell of a fighter, man.
Do what? That is actually a bad boy threat to someone. It's like, it's, even though they're beating, listen, mate, you're probably going to win this fight, but I can guarantee you will not be the same after this fight.
Woo!
You're going to know you're in a fight.
You'll probably win, but you will not be the same. I guarantee you will not be the same.
Not that I want to take it here, but I think that's probably what we're saying about letting the other person know that it's not going to be easy. It's probably what happens when people leave school and take stuff to the streets in terms of, like, if one group go to another group and want to cause a trouble, that one, let's say there's 10 chasing one guy, that one guy, he may have something on him and he's just trying to let them know you can't just fuck around with me. You know what I mean? It's the same sort of logic, just taken out into...
If it's 10 versus 1 and you got, and there's no other options, I'm looking at that in percentages and going, like, I'm taking at least 3 with me.
Out
of 10, I'm taking at least... Hit one, three of them. I'm taking about three of you with my one.
You have to.
Minimum.
No, I'm fortunate to have lived my life where I've never been like that outnumbered in any.
Yeah, yeah, same.
I've had 3-on-1. That was strange because that only happened to me as an adult.
Yeah.
I had 3-on-1.
I've been surrounded.
You were the 103.
I was the one.
Wow, why are 3 guys trying to come for you?
In the nightclub, isn't it?
Well, where in Essex or London?
No, London, Shoreditch. Is it concrete? Is it called concrete? Yeah, three Vietnamese guys. It was a group thing of.
Were you looking for King's Cross?
How can I tell the story really quickly? They tried it on, like accelerated story. They tried it on for a girl in our group. The girl's boyfriend was like, chill. They were totally fine. Like, sorry, apologies. Didn't know. Cool. That was all fine. Then one of our guys from our group misread the situation, come charging in, like, get the fuck, she's got a boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. They're like, who the fuck is this guy? So then later on, they see him on his own, 6 of them jump him and stuff. Lights up in the club, music, lock off.
DJ's like,
everyone needs to leave, everyone needs to leave. And then we, the guys who weren't even fight there, was like, oh, why 6 of you jump one guy? Like, what's the point?
Were you talking to them about this?
Yeah, well, we were shouting it across the thing.
Okay.
And then they just started throwing bottles.
Oh!
They started throwing bottles, and then one of the bottles hit one of the girls in the face.
Oh, no.
Another bottle hit another. They didn't hit any of the guys. They might just hit the girls in the face. And then I was one of the taller guys in the group, so I think they just recognized me in the foyer of the club now and saw me on my own. And 3 of them just went at me with bottles, but none of the bottles smashed. But I tell you what, a bottle that doesn't break fucking hurts.
Oh, yeah, that would hurt.
It's just a really heavy blood object, yeah.
Oh, shit. So they were trying to bottle you.
Yeah,
and bottle then, where were your boys at this point?
So it wasn't a scalpel.
Huh? Oh, no, that was a scalpel. But,
so where was your boys at this moment?
Because it weren't really that. It was that boys. Like, so some of the boys were already out. Yeah, because they'd already been escorted out.
I was going to say, if they're not escorted out, they can't leave you.
Yeah. 100%.
No, so we've got to leave as a unit.
So they're already gone. They've escorted out. So it wasn't a thing of... I didn't feel like there was a threat. That was the thing. I was with my then girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I was waiting for her to like get a coat or something. You know what I mean? It's like,
cloakroom.
Fuck your coat.
Yeah, they're outside the cloakroom.
We got to get outside.
Yeah, so that's the last jump. And then I still maintain the only reason I didn't get... It ended a draw because I didn't get to smash them up because like... their girlfriend was there and she did a stupid girl thing of got between us and I couldn't swing because she was in front of me. They didn't give a shit. They threw on the floor, but I didn't know that because they were bottling me from behind. I could hear her going, get off him. No. I was like, get out the way because I could turn. I could just turn to start swinging, but I can't do that now because you're just there going, no.
Wow.
So when I asked, that was one of the first questions I asked Naomi, go, if you saw me in a fight, one-on-one with someone, I go, what would you do? She goes, I can't fight. I was like, oh, brilliant, well done. That's the right answer.
From Holston, we shoot.
Okay, that is the right answer. I said to her, I go, look, I'm not a bad man, but I can handle myself in a fight. I go, just get out the way.
Yeah.
That's all I need you to
do.
Just do that for me.
I'm still trying to convince Sheree to... I've never been in a scrap in front of her. Yeah. She was like, well, I'll jump in as well. I'm like, no.
Get out the way.
That's that love.
Apart from situations like that, but I feel like as men, well, even before that, you're saying when it first started to kick off, we can see things happening.
Yeah.
So there's been times with exes and I'm like, because it's really mad. Like whenever I'm out, I'm always like, if I'm going to get into a scrap, I don't want to lose my shit.
Yeah.
So I'm always like taking things out of my pocket, giving them to my girl at the time. And being
so you're,
like,
you could be in a nice restaurant and you're just thinking if anything kicks off, you're like in Novikov or somewhere and you're like giving her your phone.
If I can see like this is going to get, I'm looking and I'm like, this has the potential. I might be reading it all wrong, but just in case it has, take the keys, take my phone, because I don't want none of this shit dropping out of my pocket and walk over there, right? And then I'm like, all right, let's go, because nothing's going to fall out of my pocket. Because it's never worse.
I don't want any distractions.
I don't want any distractions. I don't want to get on the road being like, that was nuts, innit? Let me call
someone. Oh, where's my phone?
Yeah.
I've never been, I've not been in a fight with more than one person, but I've been surrounded by more than one person.
What was that?
Just a couple of times, like people going, like a couple Donnies from, I think they were from Woolwich.
Yeah.
Going to Orpington College, stop off on the 51 bus, and come and try and, well, they did G check us, and I think I told this story when my this is what my brethren said. They made him get on the bus, and it was me and him and a bunch of girls from the girls' school chilling in McDonald's. These guys start walking out. One of the girls inside go, "Oh, these are the guys that moved to my brother the other day," and I'm like, "You couldn't have told me that earlier, so I could get the fuck out of here."
Yeah.
Anyway, it's like me and my brethren, 12 girls. They're chatting to me, and then all of a sudden I see the bus go by, and I see my brethren on the bus, and I'm like, so now it's me and 12 girls, right?
That is hilarious.
And I'm surrounded by like six Donnies that go to college, and I'm in year 10.
Yeah.
Right? And these guys are about it. Yeah. Like, you know, it seemed anyway. I don't know what they were on their actual ends, but either way, the odds aren't in my favour.
Yeah.
And I was surrounded, but I've always managed to talk myself out of these situations.
Yeah, and you got to give your kids, give them diplomacy skills as well.
Give them diplomacy.
The scraps shouldn't be route one.
And it should definitely not be route one when you're outnumbered unless like you haven't got a choice.
Yeah.
Like in your scenario, it's happening.
Yeah, it's happening.
There's no
space. Someone pressed play before I knew what was going on.
There's no space for communication.
Absolutely.
It's just, but in those situations as well, and especially because of the type of people that were surrounding me, I was like, if you are not careful, you might get stabbed here. Mm. And there's been a couple of times, I don't know if I spoke about it on the podcast, but a couple of times when I've been outnumbered and I said it was a really peaceful, actually, experience because I was like, I'm about to get stabbed. I know I am, right? And you've tried to figure out all possible exits. Like, there's nothing. And I don't know if it happens to everyone, but it was just a point where I just like gave in to the fact that I'm going to get stabbed and
I bust up.
Fingers and toes crossed after that.
Yeah.
Shit.
But like I say, luckily, I've somehow managed to talk my way out of these situations.
Did you tend to make people laugh?
Nah, I just... because by that point as well, like, there was a part of me in my younger years that wanted to be that guy and be on. Even though I said I come from a good family and stuff like that, it just was exciting to me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And being a bad boy was just exciting to me. And no one being able to fuck me was just exciting to me and whatnot. And making money was just exciting to me. I very quickly grew out of that thing I told you about watching two different documentaries, the One Punch one and one about a stabbing. They showed you the family
and
stuff like that. And you saw them. And I was like, I don't want to do that to anyone. Anyway, so I left that. That's when I stopped making like grime music as well, because obviously back then it was heavily violent, and I was like, there's no point writing these bars if I'm not gonna
do it.
At that point there was no like chipmunk of like I'm a good lyricist. There was, but there wasn't enough.
There was no
Tiny Temper. There was, but it wasn't like you couldn't go, they're not making money. It's like Getz and them and I'm making money.
Yeah.
Mm. And so anyway, so I didn't make them laugh. But
you talked your way out of it. Well, that's the gift of the gab, isn't it?
Yeah.
To talk your way out of a situation, because nowadays we don't see that. It's straight. The videos you hear about what happens on the streets of these young people, just straight on sight. It's like,
I just was honest. They were like, "What you want?" I was like, "Bro, I play rugby and I go to school, innit? Like, I fuck about and like I talk to the, like I'm on. I like being on the street, but I'm not." Industry, my brethren's like back in Lewisham and that, like they like obviously my cousin got stabbed and went to 10, like so we bit like I've been in the ends, and we've been with people that are gang members and whatnot, and we've had to breeze out because it's just been us and the one gang member.
Yeah.
We weren't in a gang, but our friend was. But the other gang have seen him and they've run to the car to get something and we've all had to dip out.
Well, shit.
Another time I was with my other brethren, we went to go see his cousin who just got stabbed 2 days before, had all the plasters on him and that. And then we see these gang members at the top. It's time to go.
It's just techie in London, isn't it? So as I'm happy we're not in London, because all my altercations like that, it's been as an adult, so I've always been able to just be like, come on, we're adults.
I think where our kids are lucky is that I feel like this day and age, and obviously I guess we'll wrap after this, I don't know. This day and age, everyone knows who their ops are because of social media and music.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a bit clearer, huh? But that doesn't mean that there still isn't... Identity. There still will there's okay that, to that. That.
But should, I feel that like... It should be less of it, though.
It should be
but
less of
I
it,
I feel
but
like...
People are done.
Like, when I... The industry I work in, yeah, I'm seeing kids just bop through any ends.
Right.
That are just normal kids. They've got the Nike Tech fleece on and all of that kind of... So they might get robbed.
But no, people know they're not. They're not.
They just go,
guys.
I'm from Enfield, but they're bopping through Hackney and Tottenham and all these ends because they're not in the videos, they're not in the group because all these people talk to each other on group chats and shit like that.
Yeah, I
feel like, and I'm going to them like, right, you're just bopping through anyone's ends.
Mm.
Like, but when I was growing up, you couldn't just if you was bopping through someone's simple, if you was bopping through a different ends. Like, obviously, I spent a lot of time in Lucian, but if I bop through Cholton, I am. Bopping. I'm bopping.
Yeah,
because if
slipping.
Anyone kept, they don't know. They're like, who are you?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Yeah, you're
what have you got
big
for me?
Time.
Run it or you're.
You're
so many times
time.
I got accused of being a cherry boy when I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
My boy's from Fulton Heath and his nan lived in New Cross.
Woo!
And it was the thing of just like.
Traversing South London to see your family. Forget it.
His dad.
You're risking it all.
There's so many opportunities for problems.
Yeah, he's risking it all.
Fulton Heath to New Cross. And when you get to New Cross, there's still problems.
yeah.
And then you've got to get back. That's two fucking gems.
Unless I'm in the car, forget it, man. That's two gems.
When I got the car, the game changed, bro.
Absolutely.
Because I would just bop. I just whip to wherever I'm going, park right outside.
Don't waste
go
time.
Go in, go out, see you later. I don't know, wait at a bus stop. I remember back then, there was no app to tell you where the bus was coming.
Mm.
It's just like, see you later, Nan. I'm going to get the bus.
You may not make it.
Nice.
You may not make it.
The bus might not be the only thing that's red.
Hey, come on.
Nah, mistaken identities are scary. So I had a near miss in Birmingham. Some guy was just... I was in the toilet. And he was same guy was from Fulton Heath, my other friend. And then one guy... So this guy was talking to me, where are you, man, from?
How long ago was this, roughly?
He was like, uni's, like 21.
Oh, okay, 20, okay,
he's like, 21, 22, he's old. He's like, where are you, man, from? Then my style. No, typical South London guy. South.
I'm not giving you the precise location because I don't know where you're from.
You're fully in Birmingham. A guy from South London said South. Thank you.
Might as well South. It's like, what?
I don't know. You might have problems in a particular part of South. I don't know.
That's funny.
And then our guy was looking at me and he's going, he's like, oh, is that what you watching? I'm like, oh, I'm just seeing this guy's talking to my friend, seeing like what's going on. Because why are you watching him? Are you watching who's watching you? And I was just like, nah. I was like, nah.
The fuck?
Yeah, I was like, nah. And then he's like, well, you should. And I was like, why? And I literally said to him, why? I'm not even like on anything like that.
Mm.
And he's like, where are you from? I was like, God, it's not even worth saying, mate. It's like, it's not even like, it's not that.
When I tell you, you're gonna say where?
Yeah, okay, it's not. Yeah, okay,
I'm a civilian.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll answer you, man. I'm from Harlow, Essex. You know it?
even gave him sass.
Yeah, even gave him like, you know it, and he's just like, you can see in his face that he couldn't compute because he's used to people just go, no, man, it's from.
Yeah,
like, he's like, I was like, yeah, I go uni here, mate. I go uni. That's why I'm here.
I'm edumacated.
And then he kind of went from that to almost trying to be like big bro. Like, no, because what I'm just trying to say is, yeah, like, you just don't know what people are on. So you need to just like watch out and make sure people.
This
I was like, and I said to my mate, I go, I don't think I do. I go, I'm not that guy.
That's weird.
He's probably, are you sure you're from this? Okay, mate. I go, do you think I look like someone else? And that,
he was just like,
nah, not me. So, yeah, that was it, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you got out of that safely, and you came out with no scraps and no
black
cuts.
Boys, black boys, you're all black boys, but one day we're gonna be black men.
Amen.
And one day we might have black boys.
Yes.
Kind of. And one day we got a t-shirt to be black men.
Kind of. Hey, man. If you dip into that sauce, man, if you go bunny hopping, it happens, man. But they are all...
Shut up.
Dr. Umar quotes.
Hey. Hey, man. But they're all African people, man. Any man...
Yeah, he's got an African name. My Nigerian
son. That's it. Yeah, shout out. Well, I'm not going to say the name. But that's been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. I've been your co-host, Michael Akadiri. To my left has been...
Kazeem Jamal.
He's still working on it. And to the left.
Darren Griffin.
Have a good week. Take care and peace.